stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. The rapture of the church is coming soon. The rapture of the church is coming soon. So get your oil today. It's the Holy Spirit's way. The rapture of the church is coming soon. So get your oil today. It's the Holy Spirit's way. The rapture of the church is coming soon. Praise the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program that opens up the end days truth, strengthening you and getting you tribulation ready for the troublesome times ahead. Matthew chapter 13, verse 21. Please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will be informed Christians. So get ready. This True Truth program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings, just as a true spiritual church needs them. This microphone is my pulpit, where I speak to you all over the world. Now for our last day's end times quick Bible study, King James Version, from Matthew chapter 13, verses 39 and 40. The enemy that sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. Watchman comment, my, oh my, my dear friends, there will always be tares amongst the wheat until the second and last coming of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Even though it is the enemy that sowed the tares, we cannot pull them up before their time to be harvested at the end of the world, because we might just pull up some of the wheat with them. That job belongs to the angels to pull up those tares, whom Almighty Yahweh has called and chosen for that delicate job, so that not one of his will be taken with the tares. Amen. When the tares are gathered at the end of the world, they will be cast into the everlasting fires of hell. So repent now if you're a tare. You know you should. You will not like the hell alternative. I can assure you of that. The end of the world, how close. How very close it is. Enough said, get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Let's get ready for the end of the world in this program and use the time we have left wisely as the end draws near. Glory to God. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. 2:5. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
But woe, again say I to you, says the Lord, but woe, again I say unto you, for you have not heeded the warnings that I have repeatedly shown unto you. Not only have I shown you signs around you, in the earth below and in the sky above, but I have brought unto you many to declare my word, yet you have not heeded my warning. So therefore I say unto you, woe, woe unto you.
For yea, I say unto ye once more, the cities are not safe for my people. The cities are not safe for those who are mine. Run from them, leave them, for corruption abounds there, and the enemy has taken hold there like no place else. Leave the cities, saith the Lord.
And now a True Truth prophecy quick Bible study from the King James Version, of course. My, on this program you get the True Truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 22, King James Version. When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not nor come to pass, that is a thing which the Lord hath not spoken. However, in Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 9, it says, "When the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then the prophet be known that the Lord hath truly sent him." Watchman comment. There you have two very important verses telling you how to know a true truth prophet. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 22, "When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken." Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 9, "When the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord hath truly sent him." The key words are "come to pass." For if what is spoken does not come to pass, that is something the Lord did not speak. But, if what is spoken as prophecy does come to pass, that is something the Lord did speak through a true truth prophet. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 9, "When the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord hath truly sent him." My dear listening friends, how many of you can say amen to that? Well, all of you should, and that's a big amen, because that is Holy Scripture, not the doctrines of mere men, like others give you. "Thus saith the Holy Scriptures," enough said. So get right and get ready. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord saith unto you." Amen. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. My friends Mark in New York and John in Pennsylvania obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and together they sent their WOW, Walk on Water Love Gifts, W-O-W, Walk on Water Love Gifts. They are sponsoring tonight's program and the repeat on Saturday morning, frequency 7490 at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, 7:30 Central. That's 7490. I thank you all for obeying the Spirit of the Lord. Father, bless abundantly Mark and John, Lord. May they be blessed in their comings and their goings. May they feel the Spirit of the Lord with them. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. New laser scanner update. This isn't sci-fi, it's a terrifying reality. Within the next 2 years, the U.S. government plans to roll out molecular laser scanners that can scan your entire body covertly, silently at a distance of up to 50 meters, which is 55 yards or 164 feet. This new scanner can read hormone levels in your body, traces of cocaine on your cash, pharmaceuticals in your bloodstream, and even determine what you ate for breakfast. This is real, and it's about to be rolled out across the U.S. airports, roadside checkpoints, and stadiums. It means the end of privacy in a total Big Brother surveillance state. If you're carrying ammunition or you have recently practiced with firearms, you'll be flagged. This device can detect and catalog your use of any recreational drugs, including cocaine, heroin, ecstasy, or anything else. The government can instantly know what prescription drugs you're using, too. The machine is 10 million times faster and 1 million times more sensitive than any currently available system. The scanner is called the Picosecond Programmable Laser. The device works by blasting its target with lasers, which vibrate molecules that are then read by the machine and determine what substances a person has been exposed to. Watchman comment. Is this truly real? My friends, I don't know. But as I said before, the technology is there. And the only question now, I believe, is how accurate such a device could be. However, just think about this. Most U.S. dollar bills have minute traces of cocaine. My, oh my. Is that not a danger, or what? Continuing. Iranian president declares that Judaism and Christianity do not exist. The president of the Islamic Republic openly declared in a public speech that Islam is the only true religion. Iranian president Ahmadinejad stated that Allah did not create Christianity nor Judaism, but that there is only one true prophet, Muhammad, who embodies Allah's character. He urges others to embrace Islam and the Quran as the world religion, and that until this happens, the world will not see peace or happiness. Watchman comment. Well, so much for our American government saying that this is not true, because it is true. But Ahmadinejad is right there. Allah did not create Christianity. Christianity was not created at all. It is a true truth belief in Almighty Yahweh, the creator of the heavens and earth. He did not create Christianity. He created man to worship him. Allah, on the other hand, was a created being, if not simply just in the minds of Muslims. So how could he create anything? Islam is not the only true religion. Islam is just another satanic false religion created in the mind of the false prophet Muhammad, who was possessed by demons. And that is a known fact. Continuing. Iranian ideology infiltrates Canada, calls to attack America. Iran is expanding a fifth column in Canada. This warning, articulated by David Harris, former head of operations of the Canadian Intelligence Service and now a strategic intelligence expert, highlights some disturbing facts. Many expatriates have been warning of the threat of Iranian diplomats conspiring in Canada, of the stealth workings of the Hezbollah terrorist organization, and there is evidence of Iranian infiltration in the school system. Recent evidence bears out Harris's warning, as does the news that Iran is using its embassy in Canada to mobilize loyalists of the Islamic Republic to infiltrate the Canadian government and attack the United States. My, oh my. Continuing. U.S. corn farmers begin mowing down dead fields as drought worsens in much of the U.S. Food prices could rise. As the worst drought in nearly 25 years spreads across the nation, farmers in Illinois and Indiana are finding themselves among the hardest hit. But they are not alone. The conditions are likely to get worse throughout the middle of America, with an unusually hot summer in the forecast. Almost a third of the nation's corn crop is already showing signs of damage. It is being predicted that U.S. farmers will get only a fraction of the corn anticipated last spring when they planted 96.4 million acres, the most since 1937. Watchman comment, the most recent reports are saying that the 2012 drought is equaling the Dust Bowl back in the 1930s. My. Continuing. Newt Gingrich warns of vulnerable U.S. power grid. We could be without power for months or even years, Gingrich said. After recent storms knocked out power for more than 3 million people in the middle of a record heat wave, the former speaker, Newt Gingrich, decided to open up about America's vulnerable power grid. Newt claims that the power grid is created in such a way that doomsday-level damage could be caused if the United States were to be hit with an electromagnetic pulse, EMP, strike, or even a major solar storm. The former U.S. speaker is worried that a nuclear weapon detonated over the atmosphere of the continental United States could cause an EMP that would knock power out for months, perhaps even years. Watchman comment, the recent major solar flare from the sun that hit Earth in July caused major damages and outages, especially in the Canada province of Ontario, where the power grid went down within 2 hours of receiving the strike and stayed down for 12 hours. So this is possible, my friends. Even the USA had problems, but they managed to keep their grid up. Continuing. Drone fever. U.S. drone manufacturers pour millions into congressional campaigns. USA President Barack Hussein Obama's drone fever is contagious, and it's spreading worldwide, and the American industries that build the drones are salivating over the chance to supply the need. General Atomics isn't the only American defense contractor anxious to peddle the Predator-style drones to other eager governments. Northrop Grumman and other companies continue to lobby Congress, and the White House continues to ease export restrictions on drone sales. Such wide-open sales could, of course, result in the drones ultimately ending up in the hands of regimes that would use the devices to harm American interests, not to mention U.S. troops around the globe. Iran, for example? Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. Frankenfood, meat to get go-ahead in EU. safety fears over the use of genetically modified animals. Gene Watch director Dr. Helen Wallace warned, the EU is set to open the floodgates not only to expand the import and growing of GM crops, but also to approve GM insects, fish and meat, and milk from GM farm animals. Rules on GM imports will also be relaxed and risks to the environment ignored. GM fish and insects would be impossible to recall if anything goes wrong, and impacts on British wildlife and food markets could be devastating. In fact, a number of applications are already in the pipeline. One British company, Oxitec, has developed a GM sterile strain of male diamondback moss, which it claims will reduce the number of pests that damage cabbage and cauliflower crops. Oxitec has approached the Department for Agriculture with plans to run field trials in the UK. The GM moths are designed to mate with wild females without producing any offspring, so causing the population to fall sharply. The same company has developed a GM mosquito, which it claims will help to control the spread of Da Nang fever across the developing world. Oxitec insists its GM insects will benefit the environment by replacing insecticides. However, Dr. Wallace is not convinced. Changing one part of the ecosystem can have knock-on effects on others in ways that are poorly understood, he said. This could include an increase in different types of pests. Wildlife that feeds on insects could be harmed if there are changes to their food supply. GM insects that bite animals or humans could cause allergies or transmit diseases, and new diseases might evolve. Continuing. The new ethanol blend fuel approved by the EPA can damage car engines, group warns. A new blend of gasoline comprising 15% ethanol approved by the Environmental Protection Agency last month and now available in Kansas, USA, could damage automobile engines, the Kansas Petroleum Council is warning. Both the petroleum industry and the car manufacturers have raised concerns about potential damage from the use of E15 fuel. Gasoline has contained 10% ethanol for several years. The EPA has now raised the approved level of ethanol to 15%, which is a major concern. Continuing. West coast of U.S. will be the most contaminated by Fukushima cesium in 10 years. Geomar, Helmholtz Center for Ocean Research, Kyle released model simulations on the long-term dispersal of cesium, CS-137, released into the Pacific Ocean off Fukushima on 7/6/2012. According to their simulation, the west coast of the North American continent will be the most contaminated by CS-137 in 10 years, at which time the U.S. west coast radiation readings will be double what they were before the Japan nuclear accident at Fukushima. And also this, Fukushima kids cop lifetime radiation dose. A team from Japan's Institute of Radiological Sciences used government data to measure the internal radiation exposure of more than 1,000 Fukushima children. The Fukushima nuclear power plant emitted the radiation after being crippled by the March 2011 earthquake and tsunami. Despite the government announcing more than half of the children had zero exposure, the independent study found that on average they did receive thyroid gland doses of internal radiation. Several children were judged to have received an equivalent of a lifetime dose. My. Watchman comment. And if they're admitting that, what aren't they admitting? Continuing. USA terrorized Chicago residents plead for stop and search as gang war murders soar. The mayhem is also unleashing a passionate national debate on policing tactics. Many terrorized locals are now pleading for a return to the aggressive stop and frisk tactics of the task forces that were long decried by black community leaders. The mayhem playing out within the ambulance siren range of the Chicago home of Barack and Michelle Obama has put a city on edge. Continuing. All databases will eventually be used for unintended purposes. NASA has dossiers on nearly every U.S. citizen. Surveillance is one of those purposes that databases may be used for. Domestically, they're pulling together all the data about virtually every U.S. citizen in the USA and assembling that information. It's not about being paranoid. No, no, no. It's not about having nothing to hide. No, that's not it either. What it is about is an infringement of personal human rights that actually does exist today right here in America. Watchman Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
My dear listening friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week. I would really appreciate finding your letter in Post Office Box 122. And when you write, if you would please pray and ask the Lord about what He would have you send to help keep all Signs programs on the air in July and August, I and the Lord would appreciate it. Leave your return address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous. But I promise you, I never, ever send out letters asking for money. I obey Yahweh and only mention the money need on this program. Someday, I would like to celebrate my independence from having to ask for support, but that day is not here yet. I was offered recently to have this program paid for, but I would have to sell vitamins, and that I cannot do. The Lord has told me, no, not to sell anything. I am His servant, and His servants, He said, will support me. He will touch the hearts of my listeners in the biblical tithes, offerings, and love gifts. One day, I will have enough biblical sponsors, is what I mean, not commercial sponsors. Be ye blessed. Here is my address. If Yahweh is touching your heart, please write sign, spell, S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box, 1-2-2, Town is Lyle, spell that, L-I-S-L-E, State is New York, just abbreviate that, N-Y, Zip, 13797. Thank you so very much for writing and for helping to keep all the Signs radio programs on the air. Be blessed, my friends. Now a devotional to help keep you informed. Speaking of the two end days, prophets of God, Revelation chapter 11, verse 9 through 13. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them, and make merry, and shall send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt upon the earth. Revelation chapter 11, verse 11. And after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come up hither. And they ascended up into heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Revelation chapter 11, last verse 13. And the same hour was there a great earthquake. My dear friends, let's title this one, Israel's Future Rejection of Moses and Elijah, or at least the two witnesses, whoever they might be. Many scholars believe these two witnesses will be Moses and Elijah, the very ones who were Jehovah's mighty champions against the godless oppressive regime of Ahab and Jezebel, 1 Kings chapters 17 through 19. Speaking of Moses, my friends, the very one who took on the national apostasy of the 10 tribes in the north of Israel. Moses, the very one who took on the 850 prophets of Baal, then slew them upon Mount Carmel. 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 19 through 40. Moses, the very one who at Mount Sinai heard the still small voice of Almighty God, 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 9 through 14, who will set the groundwork for turning the hearts of the sons back to the fathers, and the hearts of the fathers back to the sons, Malachi chapter 4, verses 4 to 6, is now rejected by the present day nation of Israel at this time. Rejoice, and again I say rejoice. For the kingdom of heaven is truly at hand, my dear friends. Amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Fox.
If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, You need to bow your head right now. You need to make a commitment right now. Because the day of the Lord is upon us. The day of the Lord is not coming, friend. It's upon us until the end time comes. And there'll be no more time. And you will be in the lake of fire without Jesus Christ. So bow with me today and say, Jesus, come into my heart. Cleanse me, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Cleanse me from my sin this day. Jesus, you're my Lord. You're Lord of that one that just received Him. Those ones have just prayed with me. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you.
My friends, when you know Yeshua, Christ Jesus, as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. So as I always say, get right and get ready. The repeat of tonight's program is on Saturday morning, frequency 7490 at 8:30 a.m. WWCR. I do not know how much longer I can keep it on with less love gifts and tithes and offerings coming in, so please pray and then write me a letter soon. Then if you listen to the repeat on Saturday morning, later on that same day, Saturday night, please tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern for a fresh new program on frequency 4840. That's a powerhouse frequency. 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time. Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 4840. For more daily news in text form like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's www.signsradio.com. All one word. Signsradio.com, just like it sounds. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the News with Views link. That will take you to another page on another site. There you will find reports updated daily with pictures. Because this program is so short, there's not enough room to put it all on. And you can find it there. www.signsradio.com, all one word. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the News with Views link. There you will find reports updated daily with pictures that there was no room for on tonight's program, and you can send me an email from either website. Here is the address to write one more time, a little faster. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797.
And Brother Johnson, right for program. Heard you loud and clear in Western Ohio, Maranatha.
Thanks for your consistent radio checks, brother. They sure are appreciated, and I appreciate you, Maranatha.
Good evening, watchman at Signs International Radio. Just a call to let you know I listen to you on the shortwave radio. Believe it or not, I'm your neighbor over here in Owego, New York. God bless you and all that you're saying, all that you're doing. As soon as I get some cash together here, I'm going to send you something. Anyhow, God bless you and prayers for you. Maranatha.
Thank you so much for that radio check, my dear brother. I do appreciate it and for that good report. Also, thanks for that offer of support. Be blessed, neighbor. Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program when you call or write. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the worldwide program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today, whether you listen by shortwave, internet, downloads, or podcasting. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who send support to keep this program on the air. God bless you, my friends. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Amen.